the darkness, to take over your soul, to eat your flesh, and make you one of the living dead. Ah! Zombie is about to begin, and you will eat it up.
It's got my arm!
Zombie, we are what they eat. No one under 17 admitted.
Get out of here! Go!
In late 1986, a 55-gallon drum of highly toxic experimental chemical warfare nuclear waste was rumored to be missing from a high-security warehouse facility at Fort Henry Dicker, Maryland. After many denials, it was finally admitted by top Pentagon officials that indeed one drum of the biohazard was unaccounted for. Fort Dicker spokesperson Brigadier General John Gillis maintains that this barrel poses no human health threat. Retired Fort Dicker scientist Dr. Roger Soriano, when asked to comment, replied that this one particular barrel could mean the end of life as we know it on this planet.
Are returning to life and feeding on the living.
Do not try to leave your home.
They seem to survive by eating human flesh.
Everyone who dies will become one of them. If you are bitten, you will just become one of them that much sooner.
They're not your neighbors and friends. Not anymore.
I must have had a heart attack. Got up and came after me like a banshee from hell.
I put a curling iron through her head.
That head.
The brain.
They must be destroyed as quickly as possible. There's no time for funeral arrangements.
There's no time to take a hold of me if you drop these things in the ground.
As long as we're alive, they ain't never gonna run out of food. The day they do, it'll be only one thing. We're all dead.
This is not only a local or a regional phenomenon.
Cities are under siege.
Corpe morte mangia vie.
Catastrofa światowa.
Humains sont partout.
If these creatures ever develop the power to think, to reason, even in the most primitive way.
Are said to be establishing outposts in big cities,
great
towns for supplies.
Becoming one of them, it gets up and kills. The people it kills get up and kill.
Thank you.
can leave now. Tell the crew.
Thank you.
Jane's long hair streams against the coral reef. Her beautiful body is caressed by the tide. Suddenly, a decayed hand rises up and blood-drenched jaws move to bite her. The living dead walk again. Zombies. They are decaying. They are missing from their graves. They live and hunger for your flesh. There is no place you can hide. Zombie, you are what they eat. We'll be right back.
committing acts of murder. Widespread investigation of reports from funeral homes, morgues, and hospitals has concluded that the unburied dead are coming back to life, seeking human victims.
If I were surrounded by 6 or 8 of these things, would I stand a chance with them?
Well, there's no problem. If you had a gun, shoot them in the head. That's a sure way to kill them. If you don't get yourself a club or a torch, beat them or burn them. They go up pretty easy.
Are they slow-moving, Chief?
Yeah, they're dead. They're all messed up.
Aren't you?
Everybody dies, don't they? But some come back. Isn't that so? How do the dead come back, Mother? What's the secret?
Occupancy in private residences, no matter how safe or well protected they may be.
Gas at the machine. She's down to fumes.
No, wait till it's dark. There's too many of them out there.
Hey, it's no good to leave the gas tank empty. Suppose we need to get out of here in a hurry.
You are shit out of luck. Do it tonight when they can't see you.
They know we're in here even if they can't see us. What good is it to leave the gas tank?
The activity excites them. There are too many of them.
We've got to have sterile conditions. Half the work we do goes down the toilet due to contamination.
You work with what you've got to do.
But it's madness. Can't you understand?
I understand this.
Friends fast around.
We're in a desperate situation here. We need each other. Can't we just get along?
You need us the way I see it. I'm not so sure we need you at all.
Yes, sir! Fuck you, sir!
Thank you.
God help me, I do.
Why you want to pay for the burial? Should have let the state cremate him.
We don't believe in cremation. We believe in the fires of hell. That's the Lord's way of punishing sinners.
Thank you.
reports from witnesses to the effect that people who acted as though they were in a kind of trance were killing and eating their victims.
Symptoms, do not go near them. The virus causes violent outbursts in the infected subjects. Get away from them as fast as you can or isolate them in a secured area.
Turned up in Louisville. I'm getting confirmations on this from the Louisville Police Department. Louisville, Kentucky, sir. Well, sir, it would be good news, except that the eggs have hatched.
over such a vast area does remain a mystery.
That's another one for the fire.
Just had a picture of confusion all day. The experts were coming at us with all sorts of different theories, and it was really quite difficult to sort of get a handle on what was the most likely. We were getting reports in at one stage that it could have been a virus, then other reports were coming in that it could have been a downed satellite. It was really difficult to build up a picture of exactly what might have been behind it, and then slowly, slowly, bit by bit, the jigsaw puzzle started to be put together. The scientists were giving us this picture, unbelievably, that it could have been zombies. It was one of those where the information had just been bombarding us all day, been non-stop, trying to peel away the layers of confusion, get at the heart of this extraordinary story. I mean, I've not come across anything like this before. It was weird, and you get that sensation. We always want to be on the front line. You want to be at the story. You're trying to get at it, shake the truth out of it. And when it's over, when you come off air, you just go home and you're washed out, exhausted completely. And it was so weird, you know, the idea that zombies genuinely could have caused all this trouble. I guess I went home and sat in an armchair and had a glass of scotch and just shook my head for the rest of the evening. I think the moment when it really hit home, and I almost choked on the words, I had to say, removing the head or destroying the brain. And suddenly the words sank in. It's not something I would expect as a newscaster to ever have to say on air. Removing the head or destroying the brain. Incredible. The strangest and the hardest thing of all during this whole bizarre episode was when suddenly the words came up in front of me. Removing the head or destroying the brain. And I said it and I looked at it and I thought, not only am I saying weird words that you wouldn't expect to say, but you're actually telling the public to go out and do this as well. It's not my job. The odd fact at the end of it is that we've now got this word scientifically approved in the English language. The things at the heart of this whole incredible crisis are now to be called zombies.